We are celebrating homecoming here at Edco, enjoying the festivities. And Edco being a smaller school, it really involves everybody, kindergarten all the way through 12th grade. And that's why I'm proud to introduce...
Tristan Landon.
Now, Tristan, you are a middle schooler. What grade?
8th grade.
But you're on the middle school student council, right? So what's your role when it comes to the planning of homecoming?
We plan some activities, but not a lot. And I'm also driving a golf cart in the parade for student council.
And is it your golf cart?
Nope.
So have you been trusted with the keys and you've test driven it?
I haven't test driven it yet, but yeah, I have the keys.
So you're going to go off-roading during the parade? Come on a minute. You're going to jump on curbs and start trying to run people over, aren't you?
Nope. This is a GTA 5.
So what do you like about homecoming week?
Definitely the football game or the pep rally is definitely my favorites of the homecoming.
So during the pep rally, what kind of goes on? Are you guys, is the middle school involved in some of the skets or the games?
Yeah, now for homecoming, now there's a school-wide thing from 7th to 12th grade where you had to make a dance, and there's a giant, like, dance battle, and everybody rates which one was the best.
So what do you think? You think you guys got a chance?
Not really.
But it's fun, though, yeah. Isn't it? So what do you like about having Edco have homecoming, the smaller schools as opposed to bigger schools?
I like that, one, I can go without anybody having a chance of anything really bad happening, and having also a spot to sit.
That also makes a huge difference indeed. Well, do you have any predictions for the game?
I really want Edco to win, but I can't predict much.
But that's a good spirit. I really want them to win. I think we all want the Vikings to win as well. Hey, we are celebrating and hoping for a win in the end for Edco. We're glad to be able to show our support for the Vikings right here at Mix 94.7 KMCH.